I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
The Papa John's extra large pizza deal means you can share a delicious extra large pie with more people. Like who, you ask? Well, you can share it with your friends and their friends and their friends. You can share it with Becky from work and Kevin from working out, the neighbors on your block, that lady around the corner, the guy up the road, the girl down the street, and the people just across the table. Your family. For just $10, enjoy an extra large two-topping pizza and add a 2-liter Pepsi for just $2 more. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary, taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye and carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
National contest data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
So it's time for the 10 o'clock hour cash code for the Money Madness Cash Contest. Text check, C-H-E-C-K. Text check, C-H-E-C-K to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text check, C-H-E-C-K, C-H-E-C-K to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, right before the Jason and John show gets kicked off. And Ben and Doyle will give you another cash code at 11 a.m. Top of each and every hour, be listening for your chance to win. Again, text CHECK, C-H-E-C-K, to 72881. Good luck.
FM, 680 AM, and 929ESPN.com. This is The Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Setting you free. I've seen a lot of
was only 19.
All right, welcome to Jeff Crockett's show. Let's do the Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington is in studio. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's a song called 19 by the Old 97s. It's sort of a young love remembered kind of song. The content is not appropriate, but the exultant shout of 19 is in tribute to Jaren Jackson Jr., who will make his official debut for the Grizzlies at home tonight. He is 19 years old and 30-something days, the youngest player in Grizzlies franchise history and the second youngest player in the NBA this season.
Who's the youngest?
It's a guy named Isaac Bonga, who's not going to play, really. He's like the 15th man for the Lakers. Second-round pick.
I was hoping it wasn't. I've been telling people it's the 18th Grizzlies season in Memphis all along, and I was thinking, I was hoping it was not in tribute to the 19th opener.
No.
It is the 18th opener. It is the 18th. It is amazing. We've had 18. How many of these have you been? How many of the home openers have you been to of the 18 that there have been now? How many have you been to?
As far as I know, this will be the 17th. I didn't cover the team the first season in Memphis, so I was not at the home opener. I believe was Detroit. Is that right? Is that right? Or Dallas? Lorenzen Wright had like a 30-20 game. I was not at that the first season. And maybe I missed one all over the years, but I can't think of any that I missed. So I think probably I've been at 17 of them.
Can you...
Some of them are fresh in the mind, some aren't.
Well, putting aside the games for a minute, can you remember entertainment for any of them?
It runs together in terms of what was an opening and what was MLK and what was playoffs and all that kind of runs together, right? I, like when Future did Go Harder live, I think that was an opener.
That was an opener. That was definitely an opener. That was good.
And I believe they had Yo Gotti do an opener once. They've done a lot of that. Like, the whole team came out with Yo Gotti leading them once. They did that. But like the Larry Finch thing was MLK
game.
It all sort of runs together. Al Green did an anthem once, I think.
Did he?
I think he did. Maybe he was supposed to, and he bailed.
I don't remember. Green ever did an anthem. Did Justin Timberlake ever?
No. I think Al Green did once. I have to consult Jason Potter on that. I know there was a time where he was supposed to, and
it
didn't happen, right?
Did he? Yeah.
I feel like at least once he has.
It is funny how it all blends together. I do think that the biggest non-competitive...
Michael Heisley did the anthem
Michael,
which
Heisley,
I believe was an
playoffs.
Opener.
No, that was definitely
a playoffs. Okay,
because that year,
David Stern handing Robert Parr a microphone and him saying two words, and Stern saying that's it. That was a home opener.
What did he say?
He said like, you know, thanks for being here or whatever. Like said like one sentence, and Stern literally said that's
that
it.
The Heisley one, actually, I did have a role in that because Heisley had sung the anthem in Vancouver, right? The whole Vancouver thing is sort of, you know, he went into Vancouver and he said, I'm going to keep the team here. And he sang the anthem and he was a hero. And the next thing you know, he's yanking him out.
Right.
So that was not good. But I went on that trip that they went on to play in Barcelona and Paris. And that I actually traveled. We traveled on the team plane for that one. And so I spent a lot of time with Heisley there. And he told me the story about the anthem. I said, and he told me on that trip, he said, if they make the playoffs, I will sing the anthem. And I wrote it, and then he therefore sang the anthem. So that was definitely the first playoff. That was the Hubie Brown game. That was the Hubie Brown playoff game
with the waving towels and the coach of the year trophy.
I think the two biggest non-competitive memorable moments are the Hubie Brown moment and the Larry Finch Bill Russell moment.
Right?
Aren't those?
Yeah, which were both at the Pyramid. Actually,
is that right? They were.
Yeah,
Hubie was at the Pyramid.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think you're right. No, you're exactly right. He was.
Against the Spurs.
Isn't that amazing?
First playoff. Then the second playoff season is when they moved into the FedEx Forum. And that was a bad, bad home debut. That was against the Washington Wizards, who all of their good players were out except for Anton Jameson. It was Anton Jameson and all the backups.
Right.
And they beat the Grizzlies. And
that was a home debut of the building.
Yeah, I mean, there had been preseason games, but that was the official debut of the building, right?
Chris has a piece up at Daily Memphian previewing today's game, talking about some of the entertainment that they're going to have and also the competitive aspects of the game. So you can read it over at Daily Memphian, or I've tweeted out, and Chris has, in addition, tweeted it out. In terms of competitively, your memories of the openers, as you point out, we think they lose them all, but they haven't lately.
No, I mean, there's a difference between losing your opener and your home opener, because some seasons like this one, the opener is not at home.
Right.
And they sure lost the opener this season. They've actually won five of the last six home openers, and the one that they didn't win, they lost by 30 to LeBron's Cavs 1 year. And so they've been on a pretty good streak with the home openers lately, but there are some, like there was 1 year they lost by like 20 or 30 to Miami in a home opener. I remember that. There's the one that gets Washington when the building opened we just talked about. There was the triple overtime against the Knicks, which actually, when I wrote the column earlier in the week, just a few days ago at this point, it seems like longer than that, about the history of rookie debuts. I mean, some of those ended up being openers, so I sort of jogged my memory. But the Rudy Gay, Kyle Lowry rookie season home opener period was a triple overtime 1 point loss to the Knicks. That was pretty memorable.
I had no idea. If you missed that piece, Chris wrote a piece about all the rookie debuts. Rudy Gay is easily the best.
No, I don't think the best. I think statistically Gordon Gierchik was the best, but I put that second and Rudy first, because I think the Rudy one, I think when the Gierchik thing happened, everyone sort of knew it was a fluke, right? The Rudy thing seemed like it was more exciting
and
more memorable because it was, this is what's coming up. This is the preview of coming attractions. And so I think people left the building that night with Rudy Gay and Kyle Lowry, two rookies, leading a 19-point comeback in the fourth quarter, fighting their way through three overtimes, falling by 1 point, and making all these exciting plays. People left the building that night more excited than I think they've ever been after a loss, right? Because it was like, these guys are good. Like, well, this is the future. And the Gordon Gierchik thing was like, well, that was fun. Like, it was kind of a fluke. No one expected that to happen again, right?
Yeah. Okay, so tonight, you have tweeted out, in terms of entertainment, they're giving out the new MEM headband.
Yeah, the sort of the MEM logo that's designed to look like
boxcar kind of thing. So that's what they are giving away in terms of the entertainment.
Evie McKinney, who's a Memphis singer who won one of those, you know, TV singing contest shows, Not American Idol, one called The Four a couple of years ago. She's going to sing the anthem. And then the introductions will be another one of these sort of hip-hop-y kind of things. This is going to be along the theme of old school, new school, which is sort of the theme of the team, which you wrote about after Media Day. They're going to have a couple of old school hip-hop guys with a current Memphis rapper, Young Dolph, and that will be while the players are coming out. And then the halftime show is going to be sort of a across the range of Memphis Mid-South music. So that somehow they're going to bring together Project Pat, who's a rapper, sort of 90s oriented. Reverend John Wilkins, who's a North Mississippi sort of blues, sacred gospel guy. Mm-hmm. And then John Paul Keith, who's well known in Memphis rock and roll, country, Americana. And they're going to have all three of them doing a halftime show. And Boo Mitchell produced the music together.
He sort of choreographed
for everything.
Right.
They basically said, hey, Boo, put together music for us.
Right.
And he put it all together.
Well, that should be fun.
Yeah.
Jason Wexler has tweeted out that you can get tickets. The tweet was basically it's going to be great fun, blah, 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 get tickets here.
Right.
I'm not going to be obsessed with attendance. They usually, quote unquote, sell out the opener, even if they don't sell out the opener. They invariably pad the opener.
They'll pass around a little sheet that calls it a sellout.
Right. Yeah. And I don't even know if they'll do that tonight.
Well, when I was leaving home this morning, driving down East Parkway in front of Overton Park, they're doing this thing where the Grizz Claw Crew or whatever showed up around the city.
Yeah.
Impromptu, those very spots, like handing out tickets. And I saw them when I drove by today.
Yeah, they want it to be a good crowd. Obviously, right. Chandler Parsons gave out 1,000 tickets. They always actually. One of the things I've learned is, because you and I have both said it's too bad to waste an elite team on the opener because they're both going to be good crowds. But I have also been told by people inside the Grizzlies that we always assume that the opener is going to be a hard sellout, but it's actually a harder. There's pressure on them because they want it to be a sellout.
Right.
But it doesn't actually sell as quickly as you may. Often it's on a Tuesday or something, too.
Right.
It is, in fact, not that easy. And they always end up padding it. But then, let's be honest. I don't think there has been this little enthusiasm about a team since Mark Ivrone's last year is the last time heading into a year that there was as little enthusiasm about a team. And I don't mean that I just think that's true. I don't even mean it.
No, I mean, I'm sort of resentful of the circumstances because it's the home opener. It's game two of a long season. I like basketball.
Right.
There are some people who probably dislike the NBA for the reason I like it, which is sort of the opposite of, like, the whole college football thing. And one of the reasons I like is not every game is, like, an existential crisis, right? I like to, like, and just enjoy the game, and I feel like every moment is fraught with meaning, especially at the beginning of a season, and then when you get just destroyed in game one, and then we're talking about attendance already, it's like all...
Watching Mike Conley guard
Trae Young tonight?
As soon as I said attendance, you winced. And I hated to even bring it up.
Right.
But it is going to be one of the issues.
Can we just linger on, like, Vince Carter and Jaren Jackson are on the floor together?
Let's linger on some of the basketball then. What is going to be some of the fun of the basketball tonight? I think that you're exactly right. So you compared Trae Young to Mike Conley. You asked if he is in your piece.
This is sort of an odd opener because the team was in town 2 weeks ago, right? Atlanta in the preseason. I was at that game, and it was I didn't realize until I saw them on the floor together that they both wear number 11, right?
Right.
So you had these 2 point guards about the same size, both wearing number 11. They both got sort of hair going all over the place. And so it's an obvious sort of contrast. And I do think they're different kind of players. Like, I don't think Trae Young is ever going to be the defender Mike Conley was at his peak.
Right.
I think Trae Young will be a more dynamic offensive player earlier than took Mike Conley a long time. And so, yeah, Trae Young's game is more of a Steph Curry kind of game.
He's got better court vision. He's a better – he comes into the league as a better shooter, but he's not nearly the athlete.
Right. And so his game resembles more of a Steph Curry kind of game, but, like, Steph Curry's an all-timer. He's probably not going to be that. From a quality standpoint and from a size standpoint, like, Mike Conley's not a bad comp for him either in terms of, you know, small point guard who, you know – became an all-star quality kind of player, but never quite a superstar. Like, Trae Young, maybe he'll be a superstar, but he probably won't. And so if he has a Mike Conley quality career, even if the games are a little bit different, like, that wouldn't be so bad, right?
No, you do wonder if at that size it's, I guess the skill set's different, but if at that size you can flourish if you're not an elite athlete. Which he's not. So
Steve Young wasn't an elite athlete. Steve Nash, that's the other sort of compliment. Steve Nash, you're exactly right. I do think, you know, Trae Young has, you know, arrived with some dynamic skills as a passer and as a deep shooter. Right. The other thing is, I think he's bad defensively. And if you look at, I didn't get a chance
said
to watch.
Lit up against New York.
Well, I didn't get a chance to watch the game. And so I'm just looking at a box score. But, like, he had decent numbers, but the team got destroyed when he was on the floor. And you look on the other side, all the Knicks guards are, like, going off. I'm guessing that those things are interrelated, right?
Right. So Trae Young, Mike Conley will be interesting. Jaren Jackson's
home debut.
Jaren Jackson
make his home debut. And there's Vince
Carter.
He's going to start at power forward. I mean, who would have predicted Vince Carter coming out of North Carolina that at age 41 and almost 42, it's like he'll be 42 in a couple months, he would be an opening night starter at power forward on a team, right? It's both a testament to him and sort of a reflection of how the NBA has changed over the course of his 20-year career, right? Because he was like, you know, Jordan-esque, you know, dunking. He was a prototype scoring guard coming out of North Carolina at that time, right? And now he's starting at power forward and did pretty well on opening night, apparently. And so, like, they're both going to play a lot. They're both going to play in the front court. They'll probably cross paths. You know, I'm hoping that they cross paths at the rim. That would be fun to watch. Vince Carter try to dunk on Jaren Jackson.
That would be fantastic.
And so I'm looking forward to that. And then the other thing, obviously, is just the Grizzlies. You can't get lulled in sort of, even if they have a good game, you can't get lulled in sort of complacency about it because they're at home against the Hawks. But certainly the hope is that they take a breath, they settle down, they tighten it up a little bit, and you get a better performance.
I actually asked Mike Conley about the offensive stuff, yesterday, and how much the new system played into the fact that they looked slow. I'm going to play for you what Mike Conley said.
That's definitely a part. I mean, it's definitely a part. It's not the whole thing, but... As you know, it's hard to play and be decisive if you don't know where you're going or if somebody's hesitant on where to be at a certain time. So that's on us to pick up on things quicker. And we got to make sure everybody's on the same page. The quicker we get it, the better we'll be. But right now, we still have, you know, some gaps where guys need to learn, you know, different position, different spot.
Early on, is it more a case of... at least offensively, you and Mark being even more assertive, or do you have to go out of your way to get other guys involved?
Well, I think we need to be more assertive first. I think guys will play off of us regardless. And we have to do a better job of trying not to get caught in the just making plays and moving the ball around and doing all that and really looking to be aggressive. Because I think once we're aggressive, it opens up the floor for everybody else, and it's an easier game for everybody.
Is the offense a little different in the sense it didn't feel like there was a lot of pick and roll with you and Mark? So it's not a two-man game. It's the offense is structured more than everybody's.
Yeah, it is structured differently, and we understood that coming in. Mark and myself are still trying to find our way through it, so find our way where we can attack, where we can be aggressive in. Obviously, we've run pick and roll a lot in our career, and I'm sure we'll get to that at some point, but we've been working so hard on trying to work this our certain scheme out so that everybody is attacking, everybody's getting the same share, and we just got to make sure that everybody understands their roles in that situation.
Thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I'm trying to give it a few games before I get into the weeds of that kind of stuff, especially mm-hmm. to see them in person. What I'll say for now, sort of my instinct, I'll probably write it in this direction at some point soon, depending on what happens these next couple games. It matters what kind of offensive system you run, yes. But what matters most of all is that regardless of what offensive system you run, the pecking order in terms of touches and usage matches the pecking order in terms of your talent, right?
Right.
And that can happen within any kind of offense, depending on how well you execute it and whatever. And so for the Grizzlies, whatever they're going to do, the usage has to be about Mike Conley and Marc Gasol. And if you look at the first game, and it's only one game. This is one of my favorite stats. I don't do a lot of stat oriented writing the way I used to. One of my favorite stats is called usage rate, and it happens to be a stat that John Hollinger created when he was a writer, you know, the Grizzlies VP. And what I like about it is it's not qualitative. It's not inherently good or bad what your usage rate right. is. It's contextual. But if you look at the first game and against Indiana, the highest usage rate in that game was Garrett Temple. And Mike Conley was sixth. And that can't be. Whatever you're doing, that can't be. Usage rate is a measure of possessions you use, whether you take a shot, you make an assist, you have a turnover, whatever. Just how active are you in determining the outcome of a possession, right? They need Mike Conley and Marc Gasol to determine the outcomes of their possessions.
But is it not true? You say that can be true within any system. But if the system is ultimately, we're going to move over, it's a version. Josh Pastner.
Either you have to change
Josh
it.
Josh Pastner used to get the open man is the go-to man. That's right. What Josh Pastner. It seems like it's some version of
either,
that.
Either you have to change it system. Or you have to tilt it, right? Like, you know, whatever, like the Jordan Bulls ran the triangle. They ran it in a way that predicated that Michael Jordan determined what was happening.
But Michael
right?
Jordan is, within any system, has the personality to be a dominant force, to exert himself on the game. You have these two incredibly willing teammates in Mark and Mike, and so they have a new coach who says, we're going to try to get everybody involved.
Yeah,
and
my point is that, yes, I think they should run a pick and roll. I'm not a coach, right? I think I write well about the skill sets of individual players and how they relate to each other. I'm not an X's and O's guy.
Right.
But I will say, yes, I think they should run a pick and roll based offense because Mike Conley's a really good pick and roll guard. And Marc Gasol, who's a great passer and who can now step out their three-point line, is a good pick-and-roll big, and they've been playing together for 10 years.
Jaren Jackson, honestly.
Yeah.
Should be a big
and he
big,
should
bigger,
you big, need right. to develop him in that way.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think that should be the foundation of whatever they're doing. And it may be a mistake that they're not doing that. That said, even if you do something different, you can still tilt it in a way
right.
that's tilted more towards Conley and Gasol. And that whether they change it or they tilt it, one way or the other, the usage of Conley and Gasol has to rise up to the top of the offense,
right.
whatever you're doing.
People will pay attention to the rotation tonight. You think you expect the same starting lineup?
Barring injury, I don't see him moving off of what he. Although again, I don't like it. I don't the idea of Chandler Parsons suddenly starting at the. I'm glad he's healthy, but he even said himself on media day, I'm more of a four now, right?
Right.
He can't guard wings, and so I don't. One of my predictions was this won't last. Like he won't be the starter at small forward all season. I think that's going to change. I don't think it's going to change tonight. But among any other things, I don't like that at all.
Right. But
I can't imagine Dylan Brooks is only going to play 6 minutes again. Surely they're gonna say we got to play him more.
The weird thing about that is I was reflecting on that. It's not like a new coach came in who...
Right, he had him all last year.
He had him and played him heavy minutes last year.
Right.
That's what's strange about it. You can understand if a new coach comes in, like, whatever, Lionel comes in,
he had a bad preseason, and after the first preseason game, I asked someone internally, like, what's up with Dylan? And I was told, well, you know, he's been sick, so he was a little under the weather or whatever, but and maybe that had something to do with his preseason, but that's been 2 or 3 weeks at this point, right? And so I got it. That would surprise me tonight if you didn't get a bigger role for him. Yeah.
Right. By the way, if anyone missed the 10, which went up yesterday, we didn't talk about that. I finally read it last night. It's fabulous, once again.
I didn't think so, but I appreciate that.
No, it was really good. And so if anyone, there's a whole bunch of stuff under Chris Harrington over at The Commercial Appeal, which I urge you all to catch up on. We will be there tonight for the opener, and it sounds like there's still room for y'all to be there tonight at the opener as well. In the meantime, parents, if your student's taking the ACT for the first time, Academic Advantage has a 90-minute introductory class that can help students and parents know exactly how to approach the test. It is only $25 per family, not $25 each. Student can go, parents can go. It is $25 per family to get a sense of what the ACT is all about. As I've said before, my sons, Andrew and Ben, both took the ACT. They both got a score. They both went to Academic Advantage. Both had their score go up. When that happens, your options increase, and the money that comes along with those options also increases. It is startling how much colleges pay attention to ACT scores as they are handing out money. So Academic Advantage is the place to call. 921-1833 is the phone number. 921-1833 is the phone number, or you can find them on the web at academicadv.org. It's Jeff Calkins Show. We got to take a break. When we come back, Jeffrey's going to make you some money. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes size just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. And Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really need it. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th for another year, and it's better than ever. Make your way down to Tiger Lane, where you'll have the chance to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs, and 15 different local beers from noon to 10 p.m. Don't miss the first ever Coaches Throwdown. They'll be spotlighting the area's top 10 football teams, including a burger eating contest. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
Memphis is becoming a great bike town, but that won't do you much good unless you have a great bike. So do what I've done and head on down to All About Bikes, a family-owned and operated bike store on Mendenhall. They've got the largest selection of all bikes. It includes kids' bikes, mountain bikes, hybrids. And it's not one of those places that'll make you feel silly if you don't want to spend thousands of dollars. They have 10 different brands with bikes starting at $199 for adults and $99 for kids. Not only that, they've got 12 months interest-free financing for qualified buyers. So get out there and start pedaling.
All About Bikes is at 621 South Mendenhall or on the web at allaboutbikesllc.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's be honest, it's a place to go if you want to buy a new computer. Why wouldn't you want to go to Computer Systems if you want to buy a new computer? You get it for about half the price of a big box store, and you're buying it from Lee and Lauren Cooper. Memphians have been running a store here for more than 30 years. They got all the best stuff. They got Apple. Got an email recently from someone who thanked me for because their wife had gone to Apple. They had gone to Cooper Systems and bought a new Apple laptop. They've got Dell. They got Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, everything else. If you want to buy a new computer at Cooper Systems, or if you want to just fix up your current computer, they can help you with that too, whether it's a cracked screen, whether it's data recovery, lost data, whether it's viruses slowing down your computer for all the reasons that it might be. Cooper Systems can help you with all of that. You'll be treated like a real human being. You won't have to get in line. Someone's going to be wearing a blue shirt and a yellow name tag and whatever else. 19 years old, just their first job. No. Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing this. They will fix you up. 360-9679, 360-9679 is the phone number. You can visit them at the Mount Moriah Office Park. That is 2744 Mount Moriah. All right, Jeffrey, it is time to make some cash for the people. Let's do that.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
So, Jeffrey, how was last week?
So, Jeff, last week we went 4-2 against the spread. We had wins with Florida over Vanderbilt. Shout out to the Gators and shout out to the greatest coach of all time against the spread, Dan Mullen.
Yep.
He spotted them 18 points in the first half, still covered the number
very
over impressive. Vanderbilt.
He must have been a little worried the way that was unfolding.
Never blank.
Never blank.
Never all blank right. with Dan.
Yep.
All never right. blank with Dan. Texas A&M was laying 2 against South Carolina. They jumped up 10, allowed the garbage backdoor touchdown. Thoughts and prayers to everyone who, if you had that number really badly. So, but Texas A&M won by 3, so I was still cool.
Okay.
Buffalo and Akron.
Mm-hmm.
Akron is god-awful, and Buffalo is one of those, like, really fun, bad teams to watch. And Buffalo won pretty easily, 3 touchdowns. I think they were laying 10.
Weird that you could depend on a team from Buffalo. That uh-huh. seems that seems odd to me, but okay.
Well, it's not fine. In a major sport,
yes,
obviously.
Right.
And then, of course, the Alabama first half line. It's death taxes Alabama covering the first half number. They rolled against Missouri, of course.
Yes. They cover broadly speaking. Is what I'm saying. You don't.
It depended. Well, it, yeah, it depended.
Where line. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And then the
and
losses.
Then you lost too.
Then I lost Georgia. at LSU. Shout out to Jake Fromm, now the lowest rated SEC passer on third downs. Shout out to him. So the downs where people know he's throwing.
You keep betting LSU, man. It's not your strength.
Mm-hmm. Well, Georgia was really good on third down conversions, and then I realized, like, oh, yeah, they've not really played anyone that's going to make them convert third downs. And then really tough one.
I told you.
Really, really tough one.
I don't weigh in on your bets often.
Jeff, I was inside the number, and Ole Miss went 97 yards.
That's fine.
In a minute 50, and I lost
the in the end was right? It was that you took the under in Arkansas Ole Miss. And,
you know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college.
It's not often I have a conviction about these things.
Mm-hmm.
When I do, pay attention. But still, 4-2. I gave you $1,000 at the beginning of this year. Well, how much is that $1,000 now?
So that $1,000 is now $1,480.
Wow.
Yes. So we're up
14.8%.
Correct. My portfolio currently is up 48%. On August the 30th.
What? No, it's up. It's up 48%. You're right. No, I'm sorry. What an idiot I am. Yes, it's up 48%. Yes. What am I? God, Bruce Ryan's going to be mad at us again.
Not me. I nailed it.
Mad at me this time. Your portfolio is up 48%.
My portfolio is up 48%.
Yes.
The S&P,
people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League school.
They really don't.
Yeah, no. But that's why they don't understand.
Yes.
That's why there's sometimes some occasional confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Since college football has started, currently, as now we update that the S&P 500 is at 2781. So that is down 4.11% since college football started.
So you could have invested with Jeffrey.
Correct.
And you would be up 48%.
Correct.
Or you could have invested in the S&P 500.
Yep.
And you would be down 4.11%.
Facts only.
Up 48% better than down 4.11%. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you should invest with Jeffrey. What do we have this week?
Let's start off with tonight. Air Force -9 against UNLV. UNLV is absolutely porous against the run. And more importantly, UNLV starting quarterback is out. You only have to lay 9 with Air Force. Air Force falls into that, like, really good, bad team mold. And I'm a Patriot. Let's fly high.
You're proud American. Okay, good. What is the next one?
All right, next, let's go with Oklahoma. They're laying 7.5 at TCU. Here's the reason why I like this game. When you look at TCU and against FBS opponents, they are 130th in creating expected turnovers. Their turnover margin against FBS opponents is -2. Oklahoma is one of the best teams at not turning the ball over offensively in the country. This just screams not a good day for TCU.
TCU's offense, is that an issue?
It's very much an issue.
And
when you put up 14 points against...
I was going to say...
You put up 14 points against Texas Tech. That's very much an issue.
It struck me. Again, I don't weigh in often on these things, but that strikes me as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So Oklahoma -7.5 at TCU. All right, next.
We will continue our theme of the day. We are putting America first.
Put America
Army
first.
-7.5 against Miami of Ohio. Jeff, fun stat for you. Miami of Ohio in non-conference games against FBS opponents, they have lost 23 consecutive.
Mm.
Army has really gotten clicking. If you watched them last week, they put up 49 points. They are really, really clicking offensively. Let's lay those 7.5 against Miami of Ohio. Let's put America first.
Put America first. Again, finally. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I have been telling you all season, I understand that I did lose at Notre Dame, but Vandy is no longer fraud adjacent. Vandy, they're just straight up frauds. They're just frauds. Kentucky is a really solid football team. I only have to lay 11.5 at home at night. Give me the Wildcats.
I would be nervous about that.
I'm not. Did you watch? Do you realize how difficult it was for Vandy to not cover last week when being up 21-3?
Points for Kentucky.
They've got the best running back and the best.
Yes, but not explosive.
I'm fine because you know what else they've got? They've got a defensive line that absolutely
destroyed them.
Yes.
It's going to destroy Vanderbilt on this offensive line. Okay, so go ahead. Vandy has no offensive line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and then our if it ain't broke, don't fix it bet of the week. Alabama, first half, -18 against Tennessee. Alabama, when their starters play.
Minus what?
Minus 18 in the first half. When Alabama starters play the first half.
What's the line for the whole game there?
The whole game is about 28, depending where you look.
And what would you, I think I would actually, if you were betting the game, wouldn't you maybe take Tennessee because on the mercy idea?
I could go both. I could make a case either way on the mercy idea because the other flip side of it is Nick Saban's really good at covering the games that matter to his fan base.
And that matters to his fan base.
Correct. Right.
So a first half, Alabama minus 18 against UT. All right, so the five are Air Force lay at 9.
Tonight.
Tonight.
A little Friday night teaser for you.
Friday night teaser for you. Oklahoma give 7.5 at TCU. Army give 7.5 against Miami of Ohio. Kentucky lay the 11.5 against Vandy. You do a lot of favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama.
College football, there's teams that are better.
Minus 18 in the first half, the first half line against Tennessee. Those are your investment tips for the week. Let me ask you about some games that you are not betting, starting with LSU and State.
I think it's going to be very low scoring. But I actually thought about
line here.
Right now, it's, I believe, 6.5 in favor of LSU. State, the number one scoring defense in the entire country. More importantly, they have allowed the fewest first downs in the country. They are, I believe, the second best third down conversion defense in the entire country. LSU only giving up 16 points a game. If I were going to bet this game, I want the under. It's 41.5. If you made me, when you see a game that's that low scoring, I would just say give me the points because I just don't think the margin's going to be that big. But I do. I would expect LSU to win the game.
How about Auburn Ole Miss?
So there's a lot of points of contention on this. Here's how I see it. Ole Miss, if you take out sacks, Ole Miss has given up 5 yards or more per carry to every single team they've played, with the exception being Texas Tech week one, and Texas Tech fell behind early, and they were throwing during most of the second half to try and catch up. So when you look at Auburn, while they are in turmoil and whatnot, when Auburn's able to run the football, they've been fine all year. And so, for me, this line screams... I think everyone's... this line screams, take Auburn. Because I feel like with all the turmoil and whatnot, everyone's going to want to jump on Ole Miss. And I think... I just think that Auburn's going to be able to run the football, control the game.
Memphis-Missouri.
Memphis-Missouri just feels like too many points. I understand Memphis is coming off... It's 9.5 right now. I understand that Memphis is coming off a crippling loss. But the truth is, Missouri had the Alabama hangover thing's real. Like, at this point, it's 100% real. And I just think, Daryl Henderson's going to be able to run the football. I think Missouri will win, but give me 9.5 points. That game screams 41-38.
It'll be an interesting game for Daryl Henderson. Another big one for Daryl Henderson. I hate to say it, I'm a little bit wary of this one from the Memphis perspective. I just feel it's, well, first of all, their defensive backfield. They played well against UCLA. Like, they've been playing better.
Yeah, you just got to chalk it up to the rain last week.
But
not your fault. God's fault.
The defense, but defensively, I think it could be a struggle for them. And let's be honest, on the road, they have not been good, at least so far. So what is the weather report, by the way?
The weather report.
Do we have rain? Let's check the weather report before we weigh in persuasively on that one. I am never taking Memphis in the rain.
62 degrees and sunny.
Sunny, ladies and gentlemen. Sunny. That's good. All right. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ever heard of Gabby Salinas? If you're an illegal immigrant, you'll love her. Salinas doesn't believe that criminal behavior by illegal immigrants should be reported to federal authorities. That's right. Gabby Salinas wants illegals to stay, even if they commit crimes here in Tennessee. Opposing law enforcement, endangering our communities, and all for politics. Surprised? Don't be. Gabby Salinas supports the far left, people like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Extreme liberals on a mission to change America for the worse. Their policies would raise your taxes, eliminate jobs, and kill the economy you've worked so hard to build. Salinas is in lockstep with them and out of step with Tennesseans. Salinas's extreme policies may be great for illegals, but they're terrible for Tennessee.
paid for by MACPAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It is that time of year. Time to start thinking about where you're going to have that special holiday dinner, get-together, or party, which means it's time to start thinking about Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad has private dining spaces that can accommodate 12 to 25 guests. Bounty on Broad can host cocktail parties and, if you need a bigger space, can host up to 200 people throughout the entire restaurant. And what better place for a party, honestly? Bounty on Broad is flat-out beautiful. It makes you feel good just walking into the place. The food is farm-to-table, and it's delicious. From the braised pork shank to the fried Gulf oysters to the white wine poached flounder. All items on the menu come out family style and can serve 3 to 4 people per dish. Bounty can also offer a menu of heavy hors d'oeuvres. So let Bounty on Broad help plan your next family celebration, corporate dinner party, rehearsal dinner, or holiday gala. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. See the menu and more at bountyonbroad.com or call them at 901-410-8131.
It's finally fall, y'all, and the best-selling trucks in America are priced right where you want them at our own Country Ford in South Haven. Finally fall Country Ford discounts plus incentives from Ford Motor Company can get you up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Country Ford F-150 truck. Or get zero interest financing and still get $8,000 off MSRP. Country Ford's finally fall sales event has prices as low as $18,900 on a new 18 Escape, $17,900 on a new 18 Echo Sport, as low as $12,500 on a new 18 Fiesta. Right now is the best time to save on a new 18 Edge with up to $5,000 off MSRP or up to $9,000 off a new 18 Taurus. Don't miss all the savings you wanted during Country Ford's finally fall sales event. Best Ford place in the country, 95 East Goodman Road in South Haven, or online at countryford.com. Whatever it takes, our own Country Ford gets it done for you.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
I'm gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these homies look fly today.
So tonight, Memphis Grizzlies have a home opener. You know what you want to do? You want to look good.
Dead gum right.
It is the home opener, ladies and gentlemen. You want to look good, and when I want to look good, something I'm learning to do now.
Uh-huh.
I go to Oak Hall when I was MC of a TEDx event. What did I do? I went to Oak Hall and I said, hey, I need a sport coat and slacks and shoes and a shirt and a tie.
like I was 12. And they looked so, I looked so good that a woman said to me, which has never happened to me before, man, you're really rocking that suit. I was at the time 56. Mm-hmm. In my 56 years, uh-huh. no one had ever said to me before, you are really rocking that suit. You don't think it makes a difference? That's how much of a difference it makes.
And more importantly, it's not too late to change, everyone out there.
It is not too late to change, as is also evidenced by my Peter Millar pullover. But the point is that you, too, can rock that suit or get a Peter Millar pullover or go in and look spectacular tonight as you head out to the Memphis Grizzlies game or wherever you're heading this fall season, because they've got all of their fall outerwear available. You'll look snappy. You'll feel better. And let's be honest, you'll be treated like a neighbor and a friend by the folks who've been doing this. Not the same folks since 1859, but honestly,
descendants of the same
folks. Descendants of the same folks. Like the same since 1859. So go in, look at their beautiful stuff, and enjoy the, honestly, just the, it is a legendary place. It is a legendary place that it is as open and friendly as you could possibly imagine. So go in and say hello to my friends at O'Call. All right, let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Well, a couple things. One, James Wiseman is making his visit to Florida State this weekend. I have over at DailyMemphian.com a piece. James Wiseman went to, James Wiseman tweeted out asking for advice as to where he should go to college.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours, more than 1,500 people responded. I kept score. I tabulated. And over at DailyMemphian.com, you can see who won. I was impressed that Memphis put up a good fight, but there was a bit with the Big Blue Nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's like being 300 Spartan warriors. Eventually, Persia just overwhelms you.
Yeah, exactly right. But Memphis put up a good fight, made a fine case. You can read that over at DailyMemphian.com. Not many people think he's going to go to Florida State. And, of course, he did make a rearrange his schedule. So Memphis is now his last visit. And in a world where people read everything into everything, ooh, last visit. That's good. We get the last shot. That is good. You've covered recruiting before. Isn't that good to be the last visit?
I completely agree.
So that is good. But the big news, obviously, it's a full weekend of Memphis sports. You got the Memphis football team traveling to Missouri for a big game. And then tonight at FedEx Forum, you've got the Memphis Grizzlies opening up against the Atlanta Hawks. How will people feel if they win? How will people feel if they lose?
I think if they win, I don't feel like it relieves anything. I feel
like it's reassuring, though. It takes the panic. It takes the notch down a notch, right?
Sure. And if they lose, holy cow.
It's a little bit like Ole Miss and Arkansas last week or something.
Even, it's a fair comparison.
Or whatever. Like you're supposed to win this game.
Right.
If they win, and some of this depends on what happens in the course of it. Of course, there is no loss that will not feel cataclysmic.
I completely agree.
Okay? There's no way they can lose, whether they lose at the buzzer, whether they lose, any loss will feel cataclysmic. Even if a loss in which Jaren Jackson scores 32 and blocks 7 shots, a loss would feel cataclysmic.
Completely agree.
Victories, I think, will take some of the pressure off if they win, period. Both externally and internally. But then how it happens will also matter. If they win on a... Because Atlanta misses an open shot at the end.
Sure.
And it's, 89-88, and everybody looks like crap.
Yeah, if they have the fewest points in the NBA of a team that wins tonight.
Right, and then it will not... Then the But on the other hand, if Mark and Mike are dominant, as Chris has pointed out, their usage rate... It just got to be reliable. They got to be the focal point. That's an easy way to put it. They got to be the focal point. If they are the focal point, if people are playing off of them, if Jaren Jackson looks good, if the rotation looks like it makes sense, if they look sense like they know what they're doing, if they're not allowing easy waltz into the basket, if they're not like they look competent and like the team we expected, like the team that may not be the most gifted team in the world, but knows what it's doing, has a sense of itself, and can execute, well, then people will be, I think, reassured. And it is always, by the way, it is a fun night at FedEx Forum. I think it is, you just walk in for the first night, and there is a little buzz. And the entertainment's fabulous, both at halftime. The giveaway's nice, both at halftime and before the game. The giveaway's nice. This should be a feel-good night at FedEx Forum. When was the last feel-good night at FedEx Forum?
I guess last year against the Warriors. Grizzlies.
Obviously, there's a very feel-good night for the Tigers very recently.
I guess last year against the Warriors.
It was in that win streak, right? It was after that. I don't know that we had many feel-good nights. Because even you reached a point very quickly where wins became a feel-bad night for those of us who were on the tank patrol.
Yes.
Right?
I think the last time the Grizzlies won were at home, everybody where everyone happy. Everyone is happy, I feel like it was that Warriors win. Because even on the MLK day, while most people were happy, there were still plenty that were like,
oh, no. By then, I wanted them to lose.
Yes.
Like, by then, I was absolutely, by Christmas, I wanted them to lose every game. And so there was not a feel-good win after that. There was a win where people like, oh, well, I forgot who it was over. Maybe New Orleans. It was, well, at least they broke the streak. Remember, they had a huge,
yeah, I think it was like a 12-game losing streak.
It was a colossal losing streak. And I was like, well, at least they broke the streak. You got to give them, you got to. And some people were willing to grant that felt better than no. There hasn't been a feel good night at FedEx.
And overall, we won.
That was that night.
Yeah, it was that night. Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Overall, we won. So F it.
Right.
And then that was the Tyree.
I'm just happy we got the win tonight. We definitely needed that.
Mm-hmm. They both dropped the F bomb.
Yes, one was on radio, one was on television.
That was a double F bomb night. They were happy, but I was not happy.
No.
And honestly, like, yeah. So anyway, this is first feel-good night at FedEx Forum for the Memphis Grizzlies in a very long time. So if you can, I gather there's opportunities to still be part of it. And so if you don't have plans tonight, by all means, join us down there. Jeffrey, what's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, Jeff, the Boston Red Sox are moving on to the World Series. Here was the final play of the game.
Kimbrel deals in the air, deep left field, hit well. Benintendi on the run. He's got it! And the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series. World Series bound. The fourth trip in the last 15 years. And the first time since 2013. The Red Sox are headed to the World Series.
It's amazing how fast you can go from underdog to obnoxious.
Well, I mean,
win everything.
You know, if you throw out history, if you just look at where the franchises have been the last decade, the Yankees now chase the Red Sox. Like, it's just weird. Like, it's, you know, to think about how that's flipped.
Right. Yeah, no. I still kind of like the Red Sox, but the fact that Boston wins so much, this decade has been ridiculous.
Was it 10 championships?
Absolutely ridiculous. Between the Red Sox, the Celtics, and
the Bruins have won. The Celtics have won.
The Bruins have won this decade.
Correct.
The Bruins have won. The Celtics have won. How many do the Pats have?
So the Pats have five. So it's five. I think they have 10 championships in like 15 years.
That's insane. I don't have one. I'm 57.
There's always time.
I just want one.
There's always time for one.
Just one, ladies and gentlemen.
Josh Allen.
Just one. Okay, what's next? Josh.
Here's what's coming up next.
All right, Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Evan Daniels is going to join them, of course, to talk recruiting as well as the new NBA one-and-done rule. Eric back in studio today. John Martin will join him at 3 o'clock. Drew Hill of the Commercial Appeal will join him at 3:25. Gary Parrish also back in studio today, 4:25 with Dan Wolkin. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock live from FedEx Forum. Make sure you're listening to the top of each and every hour for your chance to win $1,000.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back here Monday. Thanks for listening. Our work here is done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Bucket Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Bucket Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Find even more ways to save at Kroger. Start with the big 5-5 Save 5 event. Buy 5 participating items and save $5 instantly at checkout. Just look for the special tags and mix and match your favorites. And while you're saving on groceries at Kroger, you'll save more on fuel, too. Right now, you'll earn 3 times the fuel points when you buy fresh fruits and vegetables. So save with the Buy 5 Save 5 event and get 3 times the fuel points on fresh produce. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Wolf Chase Toyota invites you to join them in the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. Now till October 31st, Wolf Chase Toyota is donating a portion of the proceeds from every new vehicle sold to breast cancer research during their Drive Pink sales event. Together, we can make a difference. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NBS reporting. We couldn't be where we are today without the great people of Memphis, and we're honored to give back to help fund breast cancer research. Shop online today, wolfchasetoyota.com.
There's a reason why Allstate 100% claim satisfaction guarantee is 100% and not 99%. It's because only Allstate believes you should be completely satisfied with your auto claim experience. And if for any reason your experience is less than fast, fair, and hassle-free.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.